Does law enforcement have the tools it needs? Yeah. Do the taxpayers give enough money? Are there enough men and women on the ground?
So right now, the Bureau is under-resourced to handle that number of cases you and I just discussed, thousands to tens of thousands. And then what do after you've let someone go, saying, no, he is not a danger at this time? If you had more resources, you might be able to check in every now and again. So number one, the Bureau probably needs more resources if we want them to do this, and that's a separate question. Beyond that, the Bureau probably needs more tools. If we want them to do this, they need more authorities to use the whole rack of things they're allowed to do in a criminal case. In a case that I described before to you, Jake, is not a criminal case. It's an American about whom they have suspicions. So how far do you want the Bureau to go in terms of invading that individual's privacy? Do you want them to go into the Facebook account? Do you want them to go into the emails and so on? I mean, these are very serious questions. Let me give you a real-world example. This day, 2009, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab.
Sure, the failed underwear bomber.
The plane over Detroit. Jake, up to Christmas Eve, there was a national outcry that the National Counterterrorism Center had far too many people on the no-fly list. By Christmas night, the national complaint was that there weren't enough people on the no-fly list. And so when this dies down, you're going to have somebody else in here in this chair complaining about what the Federal Bureau of Investigation is doing.